Email Rob, anybody, and Dawn anytime. It will most likely be thrown away, read, and ripped to shreds on the air, or simply used as toilet paper by Rob or Kyle. But hey, at least you will have accomplished something for the day. Send your brilliance to rad@radradio.com.
We were talking about, you know, people notice things, like, and when it's a video, like the Dogwoods Resort canine cam an hour ago, whenever you're in someone's house, like, with a video, you're always looking at other things, you know, behind, and you know that. You look at what's behind them. We're on Rad TV, there's things behind us. We know you're noticing those things. But then just listening sometimes, it's always fascinating what people pick up on. So we got this email, and again, it's from a Brian. But he wrote in, I don't know where he says, and he wrote in before the people all wrote in about why are Dawn's chairs or bar stools covered in plastic? Because of cats. It's a very unfun answer.
It's an Italian thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So he had noticed this on his own. He wasn't making it up to be part of the group or anything. He's a Brian. He's not that smart. He wrote in an hour ago. He says, I have noticed that since Rob switched from drinking to eating, so I've substituted an appetite for alcohol, right? Okay. That when he laughs, it sounds like he's hissing, like his tongue is pressed up against his teeth. Just an observation.
I have not noticed. I'll have to pay attention more.
I have freakishly detailed hearing, and I would pick up on something like that. It hasn't really changed. If anything, you're more vibrant or expressive in, like,
okay,
that things sense. Aren't like numbed, right?
Like my nervous system isn't depressed.
Correct.
Right. Oh wow.
Something like that.
It's almost like a science behind that.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you're Rob, you know?
If I'm doing it off the radio, my wife would have told me weeks, she would not tolerate being with a man who hisses when he laughs. Like, what is that, Nick? You'll know that. What is it, the dastardly dog or whatever?
Now, what you do hear more frequently is heavy breathing before sentences and words.
Yeah. I think he's gasping for air while laughing, so maybe that's it.
Yeah, the lungs being crushed.
Might as well take the opportunity to remind you we have the unauthorized Fat Rob line available in the Stupid Store. Not my idea. I didn't approve of it. It just showed up online.
You posed for the photo that Brandon
it's
took.
It's not a photo. It's a drawing. It's a cartoon.
Where did that come from? The photo. That's the inspiration.
I don't know. My lawyer will let you know when we work our way through all of this. But we have the coffee mug and then shirts and all sorts of styles in the Fat Rob line available at radradio.com in the Stupid Store.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. With Rob's Change. That's what I want. With Rob's Change. That's what I want. With Rob's Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in Rob's Jar of Change. With Rob's Change. That's what I want. With Rob's Change. Change.
Okay, I'll go ahead and give you forewarning that when you go into your lawyer's office next time, your Fat Rob mug is on his desk with his pens. He requested it.
He got the hat, too.
Caller 18 to Win Rob's Change. Hello, Matthew.
Good morning, Rat Team. Good morning, producer Nick.
Good morning.
Which, by the way, by implication means you're not part of the team.
Oh, thanks.
Because he says hi to the team and then he singles you out.
I'll take it.
Okay. Here we go, Matthew. We've had six guesses and six clues. If you give us the correct amount, you win it. What is the number?
113.74.
113.74. All right. That coincides with our last guess and clue. Takes care of clue number one, clue number two. And clue number three, that is a legitimate guess.
All right,
$113.74 is, however, incorrect.
Yeah. All wrong.
However, it does at least establish a floor. We already had a ceiling if you've been playing along, because $113.74 is too low. The correct answer is higher than $113.74. Your next chance to win is tomorrow morning at 6:30. In fact, that's your only chance to win tomorrow, because there will be no Win Rob's Change at 9:30. We'll be doing bad radio. Mm-hmm. And if Rob's not here, as he speaks in third person, something that drives my wife insane when anybody does it, if Rob's not here, you can't win his change, because we'll be doing bad radio from 9 to 10 tomorrow.
Ooh, ooh.
Brandon will step into the invisible captain's chair so that I can prepare for the three-hour Mixed Pick Sports Show tomorrow from noon to 3 as we go over the NFL draft of today's day one. So we'll go over what happens, surprises, the winners, the losers.
Bring snacks.
How
That's
we did
a long time.
On our predictions. Ooh. Thank you, Dawn. We'll be fully prepped.
Are you going to bring wings?
For doing the sports show, which is on Brad TV. And we're going to do it today at 10 a.m. where we give you our official predictions. This is the tape that will never be heard again where we predict what's going to happen. That's at 10 a.m. On Rad TV, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM, 890 AM.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.